Good morning. It's Monday, November 25th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. A new report on the state of the manufacturing industry ranks South Carolina among the healthiest states for the industry overall, even if it does score low in a few areas. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports.
Ball State University's Center for Business and Economic Research gave the Palmetto State an overall A on its 2019 manufacturing scorecard. Much of the reason is the general health of the industry here. South Carolina gets high marks for wages and the share of profits among workers. The state also aced it on global reach, the measure of how strong South Carolina's export market is. Global reach also is a measure of how well foreign investment is paying off, which, according to the report, is quite good here. But despite additional high marks for having a diverse manufacturing sector, the state failed outright in the human capital category. That's the measure of educational attainment in high schools and early college. South Carolina got poor marks for retention rates at technical schools and colleges, and for the number of students getting associate's degrees here. The category is a potential snapshot of the future health or illness of the state's manufacturing industry. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
Yemisi has received a grant worth just over $150,000 to tear down 15 abandoned homes. Town Clerk Matt Garn says getting rid of the houses will help property values and improve safety. The grant from the South Carolina Commerce Department is being combined with just over $17,000 from Yemisi to pay for the Yemisi clearance project. A judge has ruled a school board member in Anderson County School District 2 could not cancel his resignation by sending another email 3 days later. School District Trustee Stu Shirley sent an email to the board saying he was resigning immediately on May 14th after a meeting over whether to buy out the superintendent's contract. Shirley sent another email 3 days later saying he rescinded his resignation. But the board split 3-3 on a vote whether to let Shirley back on the board, and a lawsuit was filed. According to the Independent Mail newspaper, Judge Cordell Maddox ruled against Shirley, saying the board removed his photo, biography, and email from its website immediately, showing the intent of the members. Hilton Head Island is the latest South Carolina beach to require people to fill in holes they dig before they leave for the day. The ordinance will require that all holes be filled in with sand no later than 30 minutes before sunset. The town council has voted to also ban large shovels and holes deeper than 1 foot. The Island Packet of Hilton Head reported the ordinance was supported by sea turtle advocates who say large holes can confuse and stop turtle hatchlings as they make their first trip to the ocean. Supporters say the rules would make the beach safer. Violators will receive a warning or citation. Several other beach communities, including Myrtle Beach and Kiowa Island, have similar rules. Kamala Harris has officially signed her papers to be a candidate in South Carolina's Democratic presidential primary. Harris signed documents just ahead of a Saturday night roundtable discussion in Columbia. The California senator stumped over the weekend here in the state in what Harris's campaign is calling a Black Women's Weekend of Action, a trip focused on the contingency that comprises the Democratic Party's most consistent supporters. Harris joined several other candidates who have filed for the February 29th primary in South Carolina, the first southern state to vote. Former Vice President Joe Biden signed his paperwork Friday during a stop in Abbeville. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Pete Buttigieg, mayor of South Bend, Indiana, have already filed. The deadline is December 4th. Around 25 inmates in Charlotte will be getting some help with bail from the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers Player Impact Committee and the David Tepper Charitable Foundation are donating nearly $100,000 to the bail project, which will reunite over 24 Charlotte families separated by bail just before the Thanksgiving holiday. The donation will also help provide Thanksgiving meal packages and gift cards for groceries, clothes, and other essentials for those released. The donated funds will help inmates who have been charged with low-level, nonviolent offenses by also giving them transportation assistance, court reminders, and other community support. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.